Maybe recording in progress.
Yeah, yeah, I see it.
Oh.
Okay. All right, we're both side. Says the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Kimcha Dechiti. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Hor Pri Adama. Rabbi Nachman Amar Shahakol Niyah Bidvaro. Flower. Amali Rav Nachman Lotif Lag Ale De Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel Kaimi Kavase. Rava seems to agree with Rabbi Yehuda, and he brings a raya from Yochanan Shmuel in the previous sugya. Yeah, that's a segue here. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Bechir Amar Yitzchak Amar Yochanan Shimon Zayis Marcher Lo Bray Pri Ha'itz Alma Avagav Dishtani Bimilsei Kai Hachinami Avagav Dishtani Bimilsei Kai. Just like Shemen Zayis is not the original thing that grew, but still retains the status of Ha'itz. Likewise, wheat flour, when after it's ground, is not the original wheat kernel that grew, but still retains its bracha of Hadama. That's what Rava says to Ben Rav Yehuda. For Rav Nachman answers back, seemingly getting the last word. Me dummy. Hasam lesli ilu yachrina, haska isli ilu yachrina vipas. Not a valid comparison. Shemen Zayas has no, we know it's Ishtani Luyuluya from the previous sugya, but it has no better form, because Shemen Zayas is as good as it gets. However, flour clearly has a better form in that you could bake it into bread. Then the Gemara just asks a question. Just because it has a better form, you don't say Barik Yodama. Again, implying that what's the reason for Rav Nachman? Because it has a better form. El Shahakol, Amar Zirmar of Nasma, Amar Shmuel, Akrachaya, a raw gourd of some sort. I don't know exactly what in the gourd family we would call it. The Kimcha Desari and barley flour, Varchan Alayu Shakol Nibet Varo. Why did it say Kimcha Desari and not Kimcha? So it must be for a deal. Kamai Lab Dechidi Barfi Adama. Must have the extra word Sari to teach us. Barley flour is Shahako, but wheat flour, which is much better, is Hadama. Lo, Rav Nachman defend himself, Titi, Nami, Shahako, Levit, Varo, Avlish, Minu, Chiti, Koshi, sorry, then it should teach wheat flour, Koshi, and barley flour, which is worse. Yasmin, the Chiti, Avamina, Hani, Mila, the Chiti, well, the sorry, Lo, Liver, Kale, Klau. We mentioned this earlier. If it says, Kemachit, Mishahako, you had a Havmina, Kemik, Sorum is less than that and doesn't get any bracha. Kamash Malan, so it has to teach us Kemach Sa'orim to teach us that it gets any bracha. Umigar Melech Vazamis, why do we even have a mean that Kemach Sa'orim gets no bracha? Isn't any worse than salt and Zamis? It's very unclear what Zamis is, but we'll go with Rashi here, who says it is some sort of salt water. So then it's very similar to salt. It's not. So what's the having the barley flour would be any less? It's no necessary. There would be having a sake that Chamina Melech was almost evident. Shadi the Pumi Abal Kim Chadasari Hova Kosh the Kukiani Lo Lekhali Klal. You might have thought Melech Zamas. People do sometimes throw in their mouth. People do eat occasionally, even though it's not normal. But Kemach of Saorim, because it is dangerous and gives you worms. You shouldn't make a bracha on it at all. Kamashvelon came to Israel. No, I mean, Nebari Bruchah. Kamashvelon, since you get Hana, you still make a bracha, even though it is bad for you. We already discussed, you know, how to reconcile this with the fact that Shimon Zayas is Mazik, and you don't say bracha at all. We said, for the Rambam, as the Achronim pointed out, it's very Nicha. The Rambam says Shimon Zayas is Mazik and Chakal. Kamashvelon is also Mazik and Chakal. But for most Rishonim, who say Shem Zayis is no bracha whatsoever, yet say Shem Zayis is mazik. But Kemach Sa'orim is only kasha, not mazik. There's a difference between mazik and kasha. What is the difference between mazik and kasha? It could be that mazik is 100% hezek. Kasha just means the chance of hezek, and therefore it's not normal to eat. Or more likely is that mazik is it immediately is painful to you. But kasha means it's a good experience eating it. It's just that you pay the price later when you get worms. Okay, this is the Gemara. If you just read the Gemara, first of all, we don't know how to paskin because Rav Nachman seems to have the last word. but on the other hand, Rava supports Rav Yehuda. So do we say Rav supports Rav Yehuda, for Rav Nachman parried him, so he's gone? You know, that was only staging the Shaka Matari. Do we say, no, Rav supports Rav Yehuda. The fact that Rav Nachman can defend himself doesn't change the fact that Rav supports Rav Yehuda, and Rav is Basroi, we should always paskin like him. And that is a big machlokas. That is a big machlokas rishonim. How to paskin the Rambam and the Rif and the Gaonim quoted by the Rashba and others and lots of other rishonim paskin like Rav Nachman. The Rush definitely quotes Yesh Omrim, who paskins like Rav Yehuda, and Rabbi Yonah quotes that from Tosfos, and it sounds like that from Tosfos and Daflam Zayin and Aleph, that Tosfos said in Daflam Zayin and Aleph, Afkilu b'kimcha d'chiti amrin le'el mevorkam le'vorki adama, Ula Rav Nachman, you know, even kimcha d'chiti is vorkam adama, and according to Rav Nachman, I can also work it out, but it sounds like. Doesn't say according to Yehuda, it's Adam, and according to Rav Nachman. So it seems like more Rishonei Ashkenaz paskin like Rav Yehuda, sort of the Ravid, while the Gaonim and the Rav and the Rif, most Rishonei Sfarim paskin like Rav Nachman. Halach Lamaisa, the Mechaber paskins like Rav Nachman, and that's how we assume. As the Rush concludes, we suffix, you're always safer saying Shahakol in any case. But let us, now that we know the Halach Lamaisa, let's look at the Svara for a moment. If you just read the Gemara, why would you think Rav Nachman says Shahakol, right? Why do you think Rav Nachman says Shahakol? After all, it does grow. None of us deny that wheat flour grows in the ground. So why would Rav Nachman say Shahakol? What does it sound like from the Gemara?
Basically, it's orbit, low down in status. And then it has the ability to go up in status
later. Okay, which of those things did it say in the Gemara?
That it has the ability to go up in status
later. Right. Meaning, Isla Yilu Yachrina, the pass. And then they respond by saying, Ki Isla Yilu Yachrina lo Barchale Barbidol Shahakol. Sounds like it's because of Isla Yilu Yachrina.
I mean, I don't know if this came to like Madaias and the Mushroom, but I wonder if it's not necessarily like it's Isla Yachrina, but more so because now it's in this, because of Isla Yachrina, that is. The real problem is the fact that it's not really a food. The fact that it's in this weird in between state, and that's demonstrated from the fact that it can be elevated higher.
Okay. So, the Gemara makes it sound, give me a second, Gemara makes it sound like it's just a matter of anything that has a better form. Anything that has a better form is Shahakol. Okay. It's not so pashut. And what does the Rif say here? Lav, what was the Orche de Inish or something like that? What does he say? He says, "Mestabek Rav Nachman de lo regili Inish lisfuye kimcha." People don't usually eat flour. Okay, that seems to match my experience. And likewise, the Gaon and Pasleg Rav Nachman. He leaves out any mention of Yilu Yachrin, and he just says because it's not normal to eat flour. It's not normal to eat flour. Right, that is where, right, the Rav liked this riff very much. I think the Rav was assuming that the Rambam would agree with this riff. We closed the windows, right?
Are the windows closed or open now?
What? Okay, you know what? Why don't we close them and we'll let this go on. The riff says because it's not normal to eat them. Ignoring the whole Gemara of Yilu Yachrina, which is what bothered the Rishonim. Remember the Rav like that, and the Rav's shot in the Rambam, that the Rav said in the Rambam that there's a nitan. Whenever you eat something in the way that's the nitan, it gets the specific bracha. Whenever you eat something in the way that's not the nitan, it doesn't get the specific bracha. So the Rav says, well, it's not the nitan to eat flour, because it's not something people usually eat. And therefore, flour should be shahakol. He liked that approach very much. What the Rishonim wondered about the Rif was, how does he fit into the Gemara? How does the Rif fit into the Gemara? After all, the Gemara says, because it has an Iluya Achrina. The Rif said nothing about Iluya Achrina. He just says, it's not normal to eat it. It's not good for eating. And the Rush is very nidchat by this. The Rush says, V'heyach pasuk Rav Nachman mitayma di'u gufa leslay. How can the Rif pass like Rav Nachman for a reason that Rav Nachman never mentioned? I mean, the Rif can't be smarter than the Gemara. How can you pass like Rav Nachman for a reason Rav Nachman never mentioned? V'efshar Then his answer, I'm not sure I fully appreciate his answer. He said they were arguing normal flour. Don't get to the moment. And he gave a svar for himself. Because it's so pashut, it's not raiva achiva. It's not fit for eating. Meaning the rift svar was so pashut that he just gave it by himself. The rush didn't really seem to answer his question, which is, if it's so pashut, the rift gave it by himself, so why didn't the Gemara say it?
I was thinking, you could really say they're the same thing. You could say that people aren't going to eat it because it's still not finished.
Okay, good. The I don't think that's what the Rush is saying, right? The Rush is saying it's hosted for us to my asthma. I think, what? And that is perhaps what Rabbi Yonah is saying when he's trying, what he's saying. The Rush reads this as sort of ain't a roilo achlo, right? It's no good for eating. I mean, how does he read lo regili in a shlomeichal? He reads lo regili in a shlomeichal as it's not fit for eating. He doesn't mean it's so not fit for eating that, you know, you'd be potter for malchus if it was treif, etc. He means it's barely good for eating, and anything that's not fit for eating is a shahakol, cannot get the shevach of being a chashe food. Give me a second. If it's not good for eating, what does that have to do with ilui achrina? If it's not good for eating, who cares about ilui achrina or doesn't have ilui achrina, right? And that's why I think he has to say is me'atzo. So here we have, you know, what's the svara of Rav Nachman? One derech is definitely the riff, says the riff. Lo regilim in she. Lemisve kitma. Kimcha, sorry. It's people don't usually eat it. What does this mean? The Rush take says it's an objective standard of inedibility. If it's an objective standard of inedibility, why didn't the Gemara say so? It would have been much simpler and go through this whole thing. And the answer would have to be, like Rav should have just said, the oil we made in Okinta was mixed with a Negro, and therefore it's objectively delicious. This is objectively disgusting, and that's why the Rush, give me a second, sorry. The Rush says that it's klomar she'eino ro'i la'achila, and Bidocha, he had to say that the riff chidesh svaras atzmo, which is, even though it's a good svar, he said such a good svar, he had to say it's still very docha, because, meaning, the better svar it is, that doesn't actually make it better for the riff. Oh, it's such a good svar, Vadi, he had to say it. The better svar it makes it worse for the riff. It's such a good svar, why didn't the Gemara say it? So, what does Rabbeinu Yonah say before we get back to, Zach?
Maybe I'm getting ahead of our shear, but my understanding of the Rush Rabbeinu Yonah is basically the answer, how the Rebbe said this, basically split the Gemara, as in like, sort of like Rav Nachman is sort of talking, or Rav Nachman, how would we possibly come in the end, is like in the case of like flour, and then what we're really talking about is like a bran flour.
But I don't think that's what that's not how they're reading the riff. They're reading the riff that he's talking about the same thing Rav Nachman's talking about. It would be nice if he said, the riff's talking about a different kind of flour that Rav Nachman's not talking about, and then it would be pashut. But that's not what the Rush says. The Rush says he paskin like he says nechlegu bekemach she'enish alkloish and nechlegadak. They were talking about regular, finely ground, normal flour. They were talking about the bad flour. So he's not saying what you're saying. It would be nice, but he's not saying that because that would be hard in the riff. He says hilchsa krav nachlin because, and what you're saying is not hilchsa krav nachlin, that there's something else that's vaguely similar because I don't think anyone wants to say that in the riff.
It's not mashma necessarily being from the rush that it's inedible, but rather it's not raw.
Correct. I wouldn't say inedible. If it was inedible, l'chor, you wouldn't make a bracha at all, l'chora. I quote his lashon, you know, ra'i l'achila. What means it's not good for eating. It's not good for eating. I don't mean it's mamish like cardboard.
Can you say that he's talking about the matea of the bracha?
Yeah, but my problem is not why shahakol is a good idea. My problem is why not hadava? It's also something that grew in the ground.
It's a tree. doesn't mention pre, doesn't mention ed.
So you're saying it's not a pre?
Because they don't eat it, right?
It's not a pre because a pre is something we eat. Interesting. Okay, perhaps. What he's saying is you can't call it pre adam if it's something you don't eat. Okay, you could say it's not roish shevach, you don't eat it. If you want to go far, you could say it's not a maisa achila and go back to the Svegim for the second shear, or you could say it's not called a pre.
The Gemara doesn't actually review Rav Nachman as saying the reasoning that he's following is because of, he can agree that's the case and that may not be for him the main decision to go by.
You could say the Gemara is having a shock of Atarya between it sounds like it was Shaka was hurting Rav and Rav Nachman, but Amrle Rav al Rav Nachman, and then there's a response. Simple shot of the words, Amrle Rav al Rav Nachman, the next person to talk is Rav Nachman. So the simple shot is not like you're saying. I'm not getting into Mechkar here, whether historically, the way the Gemara is portraying it, Rav Nachman talking.
Yeah, I mean, the Rav isn't not quoting himself, like he's quoting all like the line of Gaonim. Like, it's not so crazy that early Gaonim are like adding in a Hilchasa because this Sarah and the Gemara. Like, it's pretty reasonable, normal thing to do.
It's still not so pashut. Maybe.
But this was right before this. This line of the Gemara right before this, like, that's Bahag. It's like, okay. Like,
yeah, but the line before that from the Bahag, which, you can actually. You can actually find in some old Kisvayat of the Gemara, doesn't add any new svaras. I don't remember word for word what it says, and I don't have it in the Kovetz Mefarshim. You have to look in old Kisvayat of the Gemara, but it didn't say anything too interesting.
I don't know if this is the style of the Rif, but the way it's phrased, not to read it correctly, but Rav Nachman says, Shako, Umistavrik, Rav Nachman, Dor, really Inchi. So it sounds like he's giving his own svara. And then he says, "Rehatin Pasur Rehusa."
Yeah, could be. It would just be strange to give his own svara. You must admit, it would be strange. The Rabbi Yonah is trying to deal with this, and okay, what Rabbi Yonah means. I'm going to limit the time to discuss argument about what Rabbi Yonah means, as opposed to argument as far as themselves. But Rabbi Yonah says something also very strange. What does he say? He asked the same question. He said, why is the Rif throwing in something that's not Rav Nachman? He says, "Eshel atarsh lom d'ha k'tomer, ein adam osam zomizo, d'ha sam les le'ilu yachrina, ha'cha les le'ilu yachrina repas." Okay, so far it's Gemara. V'yotz mikal adin arishon shekovei bracha chashuva yoser. It has another ilion pas, and pas leaves the original din of Hadama because it gets more chashuva bracha. V'afilu achi, and even though it has an ilu yachrina, calls Manchlumi Gia the Oso Ha Eloy until it got to that Eloy Yachrina, Hoel Vhu Garua Akshav Al Yedeza Shinoi, since it is now Garua through the Shinoi, meaning he says even though, not because. Even though it is Eloy Yachrina, which makes it super chashiv, nonetheless, meanwhile, it hasn't gotten there. Meaning, what he's really saying is it's now bad. So why does he say it's going to be at a later? Even though it's going to be super later, even though it's going to be above average later, it's still below average now. And he's trying to defend the Rif. The Rif point that's below. It's below the baseline. So what's the point of Ilu Echrina? It's not a point to, even though it's going to be, on a scale of 1 to 10, even though it's going to be 20 later, it's still 2 now. Which is also a little delicate. Like, just say it's 2 now. Why do you need to point out even though? Like, don't think that to be so great later, it must be pretty good now. Even though it's so great later, it's still pretty awful now. And I think that's what he's saying. Afilo achi kozmash ligiloso iloi hovu garua achshavali dezeashino she'ena roi lachila, same lashon as the Rush paraphrasing the Rif, mivarchim alav shehakol. So, the Rush also, they say they use this phrase of ein aroi lachila. The Rabbi Yonah takes it a little differently, but he says the same thing. Basically, let me portray this a little differently. The kasha on the Rif is from the Gemara. Okay, I sort of ruined this whole shiur, like somebody said at the beginning. I'm sure that no one paid attention. But problem is it's against the Gemara. It's against the Gemara, right? So, the Rush gives a dachuk answer. The Rush says, yeah, Rif Chidesh Svaras Atzmo, and to my mind that's dachuk, and I have a feeling I'm not, like, insulting the Rush. I feel he's also in the dachuk, but, he's doing the best he can. What does Rabbi Yonah say?
Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Kavanas HaGemara, De Afalpi, De, you know,
okay, maybe I will, even though it's going to be super chashuv later, it's still bad. It's still bad now, and it's a little funny. What does Rabbeinu Yonah mean? Even though it's going to be super, super good later, it's still bad now. Just say it's bad now. So it could be just he's sort of throwing in random red herrings, but I think he might mean something. And this goes into, I actually heard this from Rabbi Yehuda. What's the story of Rabbi Yehuda? You haven't done the word yet. What's the story of Rabbi Yehuda? Why does Rabbi Yehuda disagree with Rav Nachman? So we'll see maybe a few pshatim, but...
I was just going to ask, or say something that maybe the Rabbi Yonah is very big on Nami and the Rif. Because the whole Svar is say that once there's an Iluya Asrina, so I should make a different Rif that doesn't really make sense at first glance. So of course the Rif is changing the Svar. If it came from the ground...
Okay. Good. Hold that thought for a second. Okay, hold that thought for a second, because we're going to see that we don't paskin like you. But you're absolutely right, logically. Just sometimes.
Maybe that's how
you're right. Okay, let me... I apologize. Let me throw in another factor being Yonah said the Rush didn't. He threw in the factor of, and I think maybe this will explain Rabbeinu Yonah, he threw in the factor of Garua Achshav al Yedei Zeh Hashinoi. Garua Achshav al Yedei Zeh Hashinoi. That might remind us of who says Shinoi Legriusa? Who's the first one that says Shinoi Legriusa?
Rashi
says Shinoi Legriusa here? In our sugya?
Yeah.
What does Rashi say? Something
where it's going.
Where does Rashi say that? The Ishtani, Vigora Hov, Laustani, Leiluya Maliasa. That's not the same. The Mahad came for Rashi anyway. I assume first. Said the Mahad, Rav Nachman Amar came into Ishtani Ishtani, Ulugri Usa Ishtani. Why Ulugri Usa Ishtani? Again, Rashi goes Ishtani Limara. It's bad, it's not the best. Which Josh pointed out is funny, Yismara, and for other reasons we'll mention. But, Dechiti mi avnam kisani umischalin, because raw, like whole wheat kernels you can eat, the kimcha be'en lochlin inshi, and no one eats, that's already the riff. Lochlin inshi, lower gil inshi the mischalin, no one eats wheat. Bill's Rav Nachman, he's almost like the riff, like the riff. He's clearly one of the only riff has in mind. But he adds something, ishtani legriyusa. It's not just that it's not fit for eating. It's ishtani legriyusa. What is the, and maybe that's what the riff means, but let's put this. Two says the Bahag, ishtani legriyusa. It is a change for the worse. And why is it a change for the worse? Whatever changes for the worse loses its bracha. Whatever changes for the worse loses its bracha. Why is it a change for the worse? Because ki ein regilim lechol kemach. And people were regil to eat wheat kernels, but they were not regil to eat kemach in those days. It could be that's what the rif means, and I think Rabbeinu Yonah understands that. That's what the riff means, because he throws that in. The riff, Lefi Rabbeinu Yonah. And I think now, maybe we can understand how he's defending the riff. How does he defend the riff? The Gemara says, as Yilu Yachrina, and really the riff shot is not Ein Roi L'Achila. The riff shot is Ishtani L'Griyusa. But still, Ishtani L'Griyusa, Ishtani L'Griyusa, why does it mention Isla Yilu Yachrina? So maybe you can make a hakira. What's the svara of Rav Yehuda? What's the svara of Rav Yehuda? And here, Rabbeinu Yonah says something. This is Rabbeinu Yonah before the one that sent out. What's the svara of Rav Yehuda? Right. So you could say Rav Yehuda just thinks nothing ever changes in bracha. Right. I've got the shining milsek. He says there are no rules about losing your bracha. Okay. And if you ever find a Gemara that says otherwise, he just disagrees with it. Efshar, right? What is Svaras Rav Yehuda? It could be, he thinks, I don't really have anyone who says this, but it's like the simplest way to read the Gemara. It could be, he thinks.
Wait, how can you think under no conditions will change the bracha?
Yeah, even a
shtetl grius, it doesn't lose its bracha.
Ulai savar de'afilu davar shenishtane ligrei usa. It's against all the poskim, I understand. Fine, the poskim is like Shavonach and Rav Nachman. Lo ibe berchaso. Maybe you could say, he just thinks there's no problem of shinui. Meaning, he thinks if you take a cucumber and you cook it, and now it's a bad change, it's still hadama. Okay, that's against some other sugyas, seder. But that's not what Rabbeinu Yonah says, probably because he doesn't want to be against some other sugyas. Says Rabbeinu Yonah a very, very clear pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. What's his pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, disfirle the Rabbi Yehuda. Just like eating raw wheat, unground wheat, unmilled wheat, is barpi adama. That's not lamin zayin of an aleph. And we mentioned it. Ha'hua dinami alakemach. The avgav de ishtani li'iluy ishtani. It's a move up, right? It's a move up. It's a shinui li'iluy. V'lo yard me bracha shol. Kemach is shinui li'iluy over chita. Okay, that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. But Rabbeinu Yonah says nope. Nishtana le'iluya. After all, flour is much better than wheat curls. Now, I'm not a, this might depend on the discussion in Tosos that we haven't explicated yet as to what kind of flour we are talking about, but he doesn't seem to make it dependent on that. What is pshat that flour is better than wheat kernels? Meaning, why does the Baha'i say it's Grayusa? And the Rif clearly, regardless of the Rif is smarter as Grayusa or just anywhere like Hila, he clearly thinks it's worse. Because if anywhere like Hila is worse, and as far as the Shtani Grayusa, because anywhere like Hila is also worse. So why does Rav Nachman thinks it's worse, and he himself says, what does Rabbeinu Yonah say when he continues? But Rav Nachman thinks it's, what does Rabbeinu Yonah continue and say? He says, and Rav Nachman thinks that, let me read it to you. Ho'avu garua achshal zashinoi. So Rav Nachman thinks it's Shani Giryusa, and Rabbi Yehuda thinks it's Shani Malusa.
Isn't it it's simply where the focus of the bracha is? Are we looking at the immediate step, or are we looking at the whole process?
Aha, okay. I agree with you. I didn't find this. No one really analyzed
this. He says it's achshav.
Okay, good. Anyway, good. Okay, so yeah, we don't need to find. Give me a second. Ishtanel, what does he mean by ishtanel yiluyah?
The ra'az.
So
I'm missing the H.
Right, but what does he mean by the Shani Luya? You might say before you get to Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, we're not arguing in Tzius. Rabbi Yehuda thinks that kemach is much more delicious than wheat kernels, and Rabbi Nachman thinks wheat kernels are much more delicious than flour. It would be a little funny for them to argue in Tzius. I'm not so yeshivish that I say Amorim can never argue in Tzius. They could, but it would still be a funny kind of machlokes in Mitzias, meaning I'm not so yeshivish. It could be that Achronim could argue Mitzias about something that's very hard to discover and you need all kinds of modern science and they have no way of knowing, etc. You know, but this should have been a thing that you can tell from everyday life. So it's Dochim say they're arguing Mitzias, so then what's for Rav Nachman Safar Dinishtana Ligreusa. Now it's very strange. What does Rabbeinu Yonah mean? Does he mean there's a machlokes b'mitzias? It's a sort of funny machlokes b'mitzias. It's like a very, very posh thing that everyone should be able to find out. Or, I think that what Yehuda was saying, no, they're arguing about how to measure Iluya and Greusa. If you look at the freeze frame, right, if they're arguing that you press the pause button or the stop button, right, that's what you meant? Yes, if you press the stop button when it turns into when you mill it into flour, it's clearly worse than wheat kernels. Wheat kernels were a nice snack in those days.
Maybe wheat kernels would be a nice snack for us also. I don't know. Like, we live so far from the farm that by the time the wheat kernel gets to us, it's probably not so fresh anymore. So obviously it's not going to be good. But maybe we lived on a farm, the fresh wheat kernels, I'm not saying it'd be as good as a cookie, but maybe the fresh wheat kernels would be delicious. Or at least would be a decent snack. Well, flour is sort of gross. Maybe they all agree if you press the stop button, flour is a shinobiyusa. But if you press the pause button, what are you talking about? That's civilization. Once upon a time, our caveman ancestors, right, you know, when they first got kicked out of Gan Eden and didn't know anything about technology, you know, they just ate wheat kernels. But now we are advanced civilized human beings who know how to make bread. Right? We know how to make delicious food. And the way to make bread is you have to keep improving and improving and improving. How do you improve? You first improve by grinding the wheat kernel into flour, and then you improve by baking it into bread. Clearly, if you're pressing the pause button, not the stop button, it's clearly an illusion to mill wheat into flour. Everyone knows everyone knows flour is better than wheat. You go to the store, everyone pays more money for flour than wheat because now they can make it into bread. So it could be that's the machlokas. It could be the machlokas is, and obviously it's much more attractive than saying it's a machlokas and it's about such an obvious thing. It's a machlokas bedin. I don't know if I want to write something between pressing the plus button and pressing the stop button.
State and potential.
What?
State and potential.
Exactly. Rav Yehuda goes by the state, and Kemach is worse than Chita. But that's Rav Nachman, right? Rav Nachman goes by the state, and Kemach is worse than Chita. Rav Yehuda goes by the process, and in the process, Kemach is a step up from Chita. I am fairly convinced that that's what Rabbeinu Yonah means. He does mean the argument. See, yes, I can't prove it. Give me a second, Daniel. But the if so, then I think this is what Rabbeinu Yonah really means. Then we can explain the riff. What do you mean by Isling and Luya Achrina? He didn't by Isling and Luya Achrina mean whatever has a better option is always Shahako. No, that's crazy. As Josh said, why would that be? What he meant by Isling and Luya Achrina was don't look at the potential bread now as an Eloi in the Kemach. That's Luya Achrina. The bread is an Anderzach. The bread is a different Indian. Right now, just look at the Kemach. The Eloi is Achrina when you make it into bread. Right now, just look at the Kemach, press the stop button, and Kemach is much worse than... again, if we're talking about whether it's objectively good or bad, this wouldn't help. But this is only good if you're talking about Shinali Rush or Shinali Iluya. Rabbi Yehuda says, you, Rabbi Yehuda, think like olive oil because you're moving up. Technology is really good. You're processing it. You're accomplishing something. No. Shimon Zayis is doing Luya Achrina. You've processed it into the Eloi. Here, you're on the way to the Eloi, but that's Iluya Achrina. That's something else which we cannot take into account yet because it's a Dover Acher. And right now, you look at his rating. So I think that's what Rabbeinu Yonah means. I mean, otherwise, he means something very dull. He says, even though it has this great Eloi, it's tremendous, unbelievable, and since it's getting better and better, you think one thing, you call it Iluya already. No, since right now it's great Usa, you can't take that into account. I think that's what Rabbeinu Yonah means. Again, I'm not going to argue with Josh or anyone else. Is that what Rabbeinu Yonah means? Is that what he could have meant? That's not important. This, if we have, let's just answers. Answer one is the rush. He just added something which is very dachet. Answer two is Rabbeinu Yonah, which is great. If the achlokas between the pause button and the stop button between the state and the process, says Rabbeinu Yonah, if the riff means like the Bahag, which he clearly thinks he does, and Rav Yehuda thinks this is not only Iluya, which Rabbeinu Yonah himself wrote, and say their argument Sias is too weird. So it must be that that's what he's saying. He's saying that's what the Gemara meant. Kavanas haGemara lomar. De Eloi hapas, who
Inyan is Milsa Achrisa, something else, Achrini, okay. Milsa Achrisa Ve'eno Mashpia Al Ma'amad HaKemach. That's an Iluya Achrina. The fact that it has an Iluya Achrina doesn't make it an Iluya now. That's Dover Acher. I think that's Herbin Yonah's defending the riff, and it's a very nice defense of the riff.
For that understanding of Rabbi Judah, why do you make a Hadam and a Hadam? It's really not about where it came from, it's where it's going to.
No, because Iluya Achrina is not enough to make Hamotzi. You also need things like Sayyid and etc. Remember why didn't you make a special branch of Zayis? Iluya is not enough to have special branch. You need super things like Sayyid and Nisameach and Kviyasuda and all kinds of things you don't have for Kemach.
But it has nothing to do with Bach, it's a pre-Hadamah. Undone that. So.
No, but Iluya Achrina is what keeps the bracha. Shemen Zayis keeps the bracha. Yisrael Iluya keeps the bracha. Yisrael Iluya just keeps the bracha. Why? Because it is a pre-Adama which hasn't lost anything, so it hasn't lost its status. That doesn't bother me, especially if you view it as just the status of Shemach.
Do you not just say that perhaps Rabbi Yehuda says that Kamach has its own, like, Chashivas in and of itself, so it maintains the bracha and doesn't lose the status. Like, you know,
why would Kenneth have chashivas in and of itself?
You're as a korban.
Interesting. If you throw karbanos into it, that's an interesting shot. Maybe right there are some achronim who throw it. One of them on the page is also a flock about this. I think who say maybe there's iluya based on karbanos, which would be reminiscent of one of right? Maybe if you want to throw into Rabbi Yonah, it's machlokas whether you go by karbanos or not. After all, you never bring chita as a karban, but you do bring kemach as a karban. That's an interesting shot. You could say maybe it's a machlokas that Rabbi Yehuda takes karbanos into account, and therefore, oh, that's for sure an iluya. Are you kidding? Now it's good for a mincha, and Rabbi Nachman follows only human consumption. So he says, you know, I don't dispute Chas v'Shalom, I'm an Amora. I don't dispute that Ruchnis is better than Gashmis, that Vodos Hashem is better than, you know, Simchas Freiso, etc. But that has nothing to do with Berkus Hadedin. That's an interesting angle I hadn't thought of, which is brought up by some Achron. We'll come back to it. But, hold on, yeah.
It seems from Rashi, the Dibor Matriva Milte Kai, that this exchange from chitin to flour is not that significant, because he says v'havilei kikoses chitin the milte kai.
According to Rabbi Yehuda,
yes.
According to Yehuda, it's not so significant. Correct. Milte kai, meaning, and Rashi just thinks that. Okay, Rashi's a little funny because Rashi thinks for Nachman's reason it's not shiloh grace in the first place. So. Rashi for sure, because Rashi thinks Rav Nachman not to Shino Grace, or just to Shino. And then Rav Yehuda decides who cares about Shino. You're right. I'll come back to that in a second. But I think the Rav was trying to say something else. I'm adding a few words to the Rav, I understand. What is the Rav trying to say? That it's not because of Shino the Griusa. The Rav is not talking about Shino. It's because it's not something people normally eat. Okay, but if that's an objective standard, as the Rosh understands, that there is an objective standard of edibility. And again, I don't mean to say it's completely inedible, because l'chora the Rosh admits if something's completely inedible, if I eat dirt, if I eat styrofoam, then I wouldn't say any bracha. He means it is not good for eating. But I think the Rav might have understood something different. What did the Rav? The Rav's whole fart was, and he wanted to connect the rift to his shot in the Rambam, that to make a bracha pratis, you need to be doing the nitan of the chetza. And that, the rift didn't mean it was objectively not good to eat. Maybe it's objectively just as good as, I have no idea, pick something you don't like. Maybe it's objectively just as good as peas, right? People can eat peas. Things that I hate. Maybe it's objectively just as good as bananas. Because everyone feels like me. But people don't usually, and maybe the reference is, you know why people don't usually eat flour? Not because objectively it's gross. Why do people not usually eat flour? Because why do they not usually eat flour? Because they have a better option. Why do people eat flour when they can make it into cookies and cake and bread? Right? Okay, in those days, bread. There were less flour. Why do people eat flour? They can eat it. Tainach, if you couldn't make it into bread, then everyone would eat flour. But if you go, what kind of idiot would eat flour when we all know we make it into bread? Once in a while might someone do it. Yeah, but it's not ruddly flour. Meaning, it's not the nitan to eat flour. The nitan of flour is not to eat it as flour. Why is the nitan of flour not to eat it as flour? Because that's iluya achrina. Because it's a better option. If there's such a better option, why would anyone do the worse option if they had the better option? Right? For example, if I gave you two kinds of flour, let's make up again. I have no idea. I'm really making things up here. Let's say I gave you beet flour and wheat flour. Those sound too similar. And the beet flour, you can't bake into anything. So what would you do? You would eat it. And that would be the nitan. But the wheat flour, that you could bake into something. So no, but okay. I'm not giving it away. No, kids are what I'm saying the rub is saying is that, no, it is a relative standard. I don't mean objective, because the opposite of objective is subjective. I meant absolute, because the opposite of absolute is relative. A relative standard, that what he means is that havanas harif, he de'ein ze hanitan shel kemachita lama. Why is it not the nitan of kemachita? Because it has yuluyachrina, because it has such a better option. Then why would anyone do the other option? Do the worse option, they could do the better option. Mishum sheyeshlo iluya achrina ve'ein tam la'achlo kekemach im efshar lasoso pas. Right? I think that, again, I know I'm adding words to the Rav, but I think the Rav's very intuitive. When he says the Rif is about Nitan, then it's not a student of the Gemara anymore. The Rif's about relative standard, not objective standard. He's just saying this is not the normal thing. You know why it's not the normal thing? It's not the normal thing. This is a better thing to do. And why would anyone do the eat it this way if they have a better option?
It's more than that. Why would anybody make the flour if they can't use it to make bread?
And why would anyone?
They would rather have the chita. So it's really a...
Correct. Okay, so what I'm claiming is I have three pshatim in the Rif, one dachik pshat. The Rush says it's a absolute standard of readability, and therefore the Rif is adding something down in the Gemara, because what does that do to the Iluya Achrina? Iluya Achrina is not absolute. That's relative. Rabbi Yoma is saying that it's also an absolute standard of readability. But he's looking for Yehuda. Yehuda says go by the process, it's a shani liguye, and he says don't go by the process, that's Achrina. That's an underzach. That's something else. Go by the state you have now, and it's a shtan in the Griyusa. And the Rav says it's all about nitan and relative nitan. And therefore, the reason why people don't eat flour is because it has ilu yachrina. And the Rif is just saying the same things in more different words. That's what I think the Rav had in mind. These are three ways to explain the Rif. Okay.
Isn't the Rav understanding pretty much Rashi?
I'm not convinced, but I'll explain why in a moment. Now, all of this, I want to contrast with Rashi. Rashi takes the Gemara, I think, Kipshuto. Rashi takes the Gemara, I think, Kipshuto, and says, and the Ra'ah takes it that way as well, and you can add other names, but we're not going to be name collectors. He says it's just because it has iluya achrina. It's just because it has iluya achrina. What does he say? Let's read it again. He says at the very beginning, the ishtani, says Rashi, the very first thing, that the very first word of Hezber we have, very first Rav Nachman word we have. Okay, the first Rashi in our sugya was telling you what the Heft is. The second word was telling you what Rabbi Yehuda says. The third, Dibur Maskel, sorry, is telling you Rav Nachman, the Gora. Why is it bad? Hoa v'lo ishtani luyan mal yasa. It's not bad because it actually became worse. It's bad because it didn't reach its iluya mal yasa. sounding like, a little like, oh, he admits it's good, but it's not the best. In which case, Rabbi Yehuda is not really so hard to understand. If it's not really worse, then Rabbi Yehuda says it's not worse. Maybe it's even better. And what's the problem? I mean, for Rashi, it's no big deal. L'Rashi Pashut. Shahare L'Kule Alma Lo Nishtana L'Griyusa. Rashi says no one thinks it's actually worse. It's just worse because it's not the maximum. Right? It's like this classic, you know, I don't understand. Why is the teacher yelling at me for getting an 80 when the other kid got a 70 and didn't get yelled at? The answer is no, because you have potential to get a 95. Okay, so that's Rav Nachman Svara. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Rav Yehuda lo ichpas lei bi'iluya achrina. Meaning what I'm saying is, I don't even have to write this, for Rashi, Yehuda doesn't need a Svara. He thinks Kemachita is actually good. Rav Nachman Svara is because it could have been better. Right, again, it's punishing the kid who got the 80 because he could have gotten a 90. Regardless of the fact that he got the highest grade in the class. And Rabbi Yehuda just says what the kid said to the teacher. I don't say what's wrong with the name. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need a star. It's Rav Nachman needs a star. So let me just put Rashi. And I think the Ra'ah says the same thing here. Says the Ra'ah. Ela shmami na d'kliyar roi lokuzu. Everyone agrees it's good for eating. Ela hachatam Rav Nachman shem d'ishtani because it changed. The Islay Eloy Achrina pass. He says very clearly, what's Rav Nachman's reason? It changed and it has Eloy Achrina. He doesn't say it got bad. He doesn't say it got worse. He says it changed and there's a better option. And that's what Rashi also says. It changed and it got a better option. Rashi here in Dibur HaSul Shadi just says it has a better option. What?
I was Rebbe reading the Gara.
Gara, it is worse in terms of Bracha. I'm convinced of that, because if he means objectively worse, then it's not objective. If he means objectively bad to eat, that's not because it has to go yachrina. If it's objectively bad to eat, it's just objectively bad to eat. So, and I will prove to you in a moment. Says Rashi and the Ra'ah, he says, because, like the Pshat of the Gemara, Ishtani, Olai Le'iluya, maybe it actually even got better, right? The Yeshlo Iluya Achrini. It changed and it has Iluya Achrini. Give me a second. Why is this Rashi? Why did no one else? Meaning Rashi just says it's because of the Iluya Achrini. It's not because of anything bad about it. Just give me a second, because of the Iluya Achrini. Why does Rashi say this? Shout out the word. Why did everyone else not say it? A, because it's a little funny. Just you have Iluya Achrini. Why should we punish you? And B, because Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Kosis Zachita, what does the Gemara say? I don't think anyone argues. Kosis Zachita, Baruch Lebar Pri Adama. Rachita is Baruch Pri Adama, but it has Yilu Yachrin in the past. I mean, you can't say whatever has Yilu Yachrin in a Shahakol, because Rachita has Yilu Yachrin. Everyone thinks Pas is better than Rachita. Our Raya, Pas gets a whole team, Rachita doesn't.
Flowers is the second stage of the process.
Exactly. Meaning, that's what I'm just pointing out. I'm not even putting it on the board. No one could say it's just because of Ilu Yachrina. Because then Kosis Achita has Ilu Yachrina and would be Shahakol. That's why Rashi says, because, and I'll be in the dike in a second, that's what Rashi says, because it's a Shinoi Ilu Yachrina. Kosis Achita is not a Shinoi. It's still a Shinoi. Meaning, if not a Shinoi, I don't care about Ilu Yachrina. It's still Hadama. If the Shinoi doesn't have Ilu Yachrina, that's Shem and Zayis. I also... But if it's a Shinoi and has Ilu Yachrina, right? And that's what maybe the Rif's two reasons why he didn't want to go at the Gaonim was straight in the Gemara. It's A, he doesn't know what the Svar of Ilu Yachrina is. B, Kosachit also has Ilu Yachrina. So I said, no, it's only Shinoi plus Ilu Yachrina. Shinoi plus Ilu Yachrina. What's the Svara of Shinoi plus Ilu Yachrina? So look in Rashi a little later. Hache Isle Ilu Yachrina, Rashi says. Hilkach, he tries to explain himself. Yotza Mikval Pri. Here he's dealing with Kosis Achita, without mentioning, I'm referring to Yoram Daflam Zayin and Aleph, right? He is Machim true for the Macha. Rashi says, it's no longer the original pre, right? It's no longer the original pre, Uluchal Darach Yilasa Loba, but it didn't get to the normal way of eating it yet. It's in between. It's not the original pre, and it's not the normal way, the way you really want to eat it. And that was the main point. What he's saying is this. Helka, what does he say at the end? Helka prihu. Haloshem pri. He said, whatever grows on the tree or stalk or vine or what have you, that's a pri. What grows is a pri, because that's a pri. That's what grew. That Hashem decided in the Teva. Right? You're not going to deny that a wheat kernel is a pri, because it grew that way. An olive is a pre, because it grew that way. Whatever is matkulakach, is the main thing people want, is a normal derech, is also a pre. Because a pre is, here it's a little funny, what does a pre mean? Bring that at the end of that, next slide. Does a pre mean a botanical fruit? Does a pre mean, when a husband marries a wife and she has nifsei melod, what does the husband get?
The peros.
Peros, which lav dafka means fruits, it means profits, right? It means what you're trying to get out of something. Maybe there's bahashalaf and fruits. It's not a good proof. But if what you really want is the ikra pri, the ikra pri is what you really want to produce. What grows is also a pri. What's in between falls between the cracks. If it's not the natural pre, and it's not the industrial pre, if it's not what you're trying to produce, if it's not the ikur nito'o lekach, which Rashi borrows, of course, in the next sugya, if it's not the reason you planted it, if it's not the desired product, and it's not the natural product, then it's not a pre. Then it falls between the cracks. That's the svara, I believe, in Rashi. Rashi's trying to explain himself. Why does Rashi use all these words to explain himself? Because he knows these things are funny. Whenever you put two factors together, you're saying something funny. If you would just say, whatever's not the best form is shahako, say, there's a rule. Only the best form of something counts. Everything else not cost you, fine. But that's not true. To kosachita, he's obviously struggling with kosachita in this Dibur Maskul, even though he doesn't tell you. Right? Because kosachita is clearly not the best. And is Hadama. So he says, there are two ways to become a Priyu. And that's why, at the end, he's talking about Priyu, right? Hilkach Priyu. I think this is what Rashi means. I think what Rashi's trying to say is, what's the Svara? The Svara is that a natural pri is called a pri, or what the Lashon Rashi uses, give me a second, Ikra pri lekach nita'uhu is what he defined by derech achiloso. Right? The Iker Mataras Hanetia. The Iker thing you want to make is also called a pre. But if it's a shino, it's not the natural pre. And if it's Luya Achrina, it's not the Iker Lakakna Ta'u, it's not what you really wanted, that's not called a pre. It's not necessarily more chashim or less chashim. There are two ways to qualify for the bracha of pre. It could be the natural pre, it could be the natural, and keep in mind, this is animal. It's good to eat. It's not a krachaya. Krachaya is shahakol because it's just disgusting and vomitatious, and who cares that it's a natural prey? This is decent to eat. And that's, I think, the svara of Rashi and the Ra'ah, totally different than the Rif. The Rif didn't think of such fancy svaras, or he thought of it as the likes of fancy svaras. And then, again, it's not going to be so hard to explain what you just hear. He said, no, everything's a prey.
Didn't you say Rashi is actually saying the same thing as the Rif? Because especially in the Hafa Islay Liyakrina, Rashi says, L'klal derech achilaso lo'ba.
Yes, but Yotza miklal pri. Okay, L'klal derech achilaso lo'ba. But his point is not.
When you read the previous Rashi, with Garda Ho, Olishtan Haluyah Milsa, so Maliyasa, you could say that why is it not better? Because it's worse in that now you can't eat it. That's what Rashi is saying. L'klal derech achilaso lo'ba.
Yes, but then you're not taking into account. First of all, he defines later on derech loso derech the chlal derech achiloso veikra pri lekachnata u. He clearly is concerned about derech achiloso veikra pri lekachnata u in the safe of that Rashi. And also, because of yotze mikal pri, if not the yotze mikal pri part, I would have no problem. But what does yotze mikal pri? What Rashi's saying is that if it was the exact same standard, but it was still the original pri, it would be hadama. She's trying to answer a kos sachita. What does the Rif say? The Rif says, you know how I answer kos sachita? This is worse than chita. If Rashi thought this is worse than chita, then he wouldn't have to say that. So I think we're saying this is just as good as chita. But then all of a sudden, you have to have a totally different svara.
He's still saying, it's not good.
It's not, he doesn't say it's not good for eating. He says not the normal derech of eating it. Let's say it's not
that's
the
meat.
But Rashi doesn't care about the meat time. Rashi only cares about the meat time if it's not the original pre. Unlike what the Rav claims. Now, okay, I guess you could claim that he is with a knesh. But if you want, you can rule close with the knesh, but I think it's very important to read the Rashi, and he's certainly not talking about shinul gerusa getting worse, because he has a different answer for why this is different than kosa chita. Not because kemach tastes worse than chita, because yotzeh mikal pri. I think that's an important point.
If we're reading Rashi this way,
and I'll make an akamin in a moment.
If we're reading Rashi this way, then, like, theoretically, if I took a cucumber and I scorched like the daylight out of it, so it's like a black char, there's no easily akrina. So all it's done is that first step for Rashi, you have to be called a free, but it has to, but there's no issue of it hasn't gotten to the achadas of lofav. It's not possible for it. So meaning at that point, you still say no, you still make an adam on it.
So that's going to be a little tricky because of the. That's going to be a little tricky. Because of the Gemara later on, but I think Rashi would say that no, there you ruined it. Here you didn't ruin it. It just has a. When you ruined it, then it gets a shock. Over here you didn't ruin it. It just has a better option.
Isn't ruining it another way? Isn't another way of saying ruining it that it's Yatsum and Kalpri?
No, Yatsum and Kalpri just means it's not the same surah.
But I make like a bracha on that cucumber that I scorched. I think it's black char.
If you scorched it enough, then no. But I'm claiming the ultimate kalpi is not about how good or bad it is. It's just that it's not the original surah. When it's a shinud surah, there are two ways to get a bracha of pri. Either to be the original surah, or to be the biggest iluy. And if you're neither, then you don't get a pre. What about the cucumber? So if you made it totally inedible, then lechora, charcoal. You don't make a bracha on charcoal. If you just made it bad, that might be a different inyan shtan l'greyusa. What I'm basically claiming is that maybe the Rav's riff would be a little different, but from standard riff and bahaya, etc., it's that kemach is worse. Rashi doesn't have to say kemach is worse. It's just not the original form, and it's not the ideal form.
When you say worse, just clarify.
Worse than raw. Worse than raw.
What's worse about it?
Less edible than raw. Let me illustrate this with an afkamina that we were discussing the other day. I forgot who was discussing in the basement.
Grape juice.
What?
Some
said something similar. So one afkamina might be, how about the following case? Forget about grape juice. How about the Yosemite's question? Later on... how about undiluted wine? Right? Undiluted wine, remember, part of the Chacham is Hagefen, and that's what we paskin. This is all the rishita that we don't paskin like. So don't get confused, Alecho Maisa. It's Machlos Chacham really yet. So part of the Chacham, undiluted wine is Hagefen. That's how we paskin. That's why we never dilute our wine, and even Sfardim only dilute the wine for a kosher bracha, not stam to say Hagefen over it. But Rav Eliezer holds undiluted wine is ha'itz. It's not real wine. So the kasha is, hold on a second, yes, the Yosameach, if undiluted wine is ha'itz, if undiluted wine is clearly a shinui, right? Wine is not a grape. That's a shinui. If olive oil is a shinui from olives, wine is a shinui from grapes. They're actually always parallel. And has the yachrina that you can add water to it and make it a guffin. It's mamish our case. There was a change, but there's a luy achrina to get a great bracha to be something amazing, right? There's a luy achrina famotzi, and if it changed the luy achrina famotzi, there's a change in luy achrina. So why is it a shahakol if you read really yeter? That's the Or Sameach's question. The Or Sameach's question is, I can lose myself. So I'm going to make one nafkamina in theory. Is, and hopefully this nafkamina will illustrate better what I'm trying to say in the whole first half of Shir. The nafkamina in theory is why yayin chai, right? Chai meaning not raw uncooked, but raw undiluted. Lefi Rabbi Eliezer, yeshlo iluya achrina. Why is it not shahakol? Okay, technically, why do we not say shahakol on it? It is not something, but that's what we taught. Why is it not shahakol? That's the Orsa Mas Kasha. Why is it not shahakol? What I'm claiming is, according to the Rif, at least if you're not the Rav, according to the Rif of the Bahan, this question never gets off the ground. Maybe undiluted wine is better than grapes. Meaning, they don't think Yiluy Yachmin is the main point. They don't think Yiluy Yachmin is the main point. According to the Rush, it's not a question. Because it's good to drink. Or according to the Bahag, you would just say, it's not a question because it's better than grapes. Okay, I'm making an assumption, right? I understand I'm making an assumption. But meaning, if you don't think our sugya is really about Yiluy Yachmina, you think Yiluy Yachmina is a side point in our sugya, our sugya is really about Ein Regilim Lemisvei. I'm going to say this better. It's just a little hard to say it's better when I got myself into a bit of a pickle. What I'm claiming is, what's the real reason Kemach Chitim is Shahakol? Again, this is all Lefi Rav Nachman. The real reason Kemach Shah, of course, you answer the question by just saying that Gemara is not Lefi Rav Nachman. But we'd rather not do that because it's Tanaim and you don't want to say the Tanaim against you can't say. Well, at that time, it's not like Rav Nachman, he's only the other Tana. But if you don't give that answer, what's the real reason? According to the Rush, right, and Pashas the Rif, the Rush, because it's not, he says, because it's not right, because it's not good for eating, because it's not good. Right? Because it's not good. According to the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rif and the Behag, Rabbeinu Yonah also, because it's Shtani the Reyusa, because it's worse than a wheat kernel. Ishtano the Griyusa. But according to Rashi, Mshana the Gemara, according to Rashi, because even if it is good, it's a shinoi and has iluya achrina. Okay, that's ultimately the difference. Rashi is not because kemach is bad. It's gara. It's halachli gara because it's a shinoi iluya achrina. While the rift is bad, or gilu misri. And the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Bahagis, because it's bad, is shtani libriyusa. It's worse than a wheat kernel. Give me a second. What's a nafkamina? Two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is, how about Yayin Chai Lifi Rabbi Eliezer? For the Pashto Rav Rashi, you say, maybe people don't drink Yayin Chai. It's not as good as diluted wine. It's made payrolls. Rashi just says made payrolls, but people drink made payrolls. Right? So you can say very Pashut. Maybe it is good for drinking. Maybe people are Rogil, right? Maybe Regilin Lishtos. I understand it's not as good, but maybe they're Regilin Lishtos. And for the Baha'i, you could just say, maybe, again, I'm saying maybe it is better than a grape. You know, I don't know, nowadays, everyone drinks undiluted wine. All our wine is undiluted, right? What do people pay more money for? What do they prefer? A basket of grapes or a bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon? Okay, so not only that, people pay more money for canned grape juice than the grapes also. Maybe it's. But for Rashi, then it's a big problem because you can't deny it's a shinoi and you can't deny it has a better eloi. For Rashi, the Or Sameach has a good question, and what I'm claiming is his question is only a question according to Rashi. According to Rashi, it's not about whether it's good or bad. It's about the Iluy Achrini. And here it is, Iluy Achrini. And what does Yerushalmi have to say? He gives two possible answers. Okay, if you don't want to say, that's just not a Libidur of Nachman. One answer, which he doesn't like, but then the Avi Ezra we saw the other day says, well, I like, is that, no, it's not the Kemach is called Iluy Achrina because it's not in the best form until you bake it. And baking is a big change. wine, all you have to do is add a little water. Adding a little water is not a real change. Just adding water. Since all it's missing is adding a little water, it's as if it's already in the biggest ceiling. Not, it doesn't get a gofet. It's not the super chashuv, but it's not a pigam of Eli Achmini. You're not going to say this is not the real product. If all you need to do is add water, it's already a finished product. Right? Meaning, something that needs to be baked is not the finished product. Something you just need to add water to, that's already the finished product. That's not so crazy, which is the Yerusha Mech doesn't like, but Rashach does. Or the Yerusha Mech says, when he throws in the Beis HaMikdash, he says, no. Kemach is, and here I'm adding a few words, I hope I'm correctly. Kemach is not as big an Eloi as Pas. Because Kemach could be a Mincha and Pas could be a Mincha, but people like to eat Pas more. But undiluted wine is as big an Eloi as diluted wine, because people like diluted wine more, but you can't put diluted wine on the Zeach, only undiluted wine. So diluted wine is better for the Zeach. Sorry. Undiluted wine is better for the Zeach. Diluted wine is better for people, so it's a tie, and they're both the biggest Eloi. Okay, so he gives plenty of answers. But I'm saying this question only gets off the ground. Let me say one more thing, I'll take all the questions. This question only gets off the ground if you're Rashi. And I'm going to make maybe a real nafkamina, real life nafkamina, which I haven't seen in the postgame because it's too new. I mean, there must be Torah Shabbat Peh about this, but I live in the wrong country. It's too new to be in any printed works of the postgame. Like, I found a tweet here and there. Maybe a real nafkamina. How about cookie dough? I did some research on the internet. Israelis don't know what I'm talking about. Cookie dough is not a thing in... I mean, cookie dough is a thing if you're baking cookies. You make cookie dough, and then you make it into little, like, dollops, and you bake it in the oven. Israelis don't eat cookie dough. Maybe they'll lick the... whatever. Israelis don't eat cookie dough. I checked this. What?
Then the Jerry's ice cream
puts cookie dough into it. That's the only thing Israelis know about cookie dough is the Ben and Jerry's ice cream. But again, that's a tough one, Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Correct me if I'm wrong. You can't go to an Israeli supermarket, even, you know, Super Deal and Cheaper Coal, which are the American places, and go to the freezer section and find, like, just a tub of cookie dough. So Israelis don't know what I'm talking about. And when I made Aliyah, I also didn't know what I was talking about. Someone would say, I went to the supermarket and bought some cookie dough. I'm like, really? Like the Kinneret Challahs? You're supposed to, like, slice it up and put it in your oven? No. It's just cookie dough to eat with a spoon. I would say, what have you been smoking? But nowadays, all you have to do is Google. Like, there's 100 different stores that will sell you cookie dough, and every supermarket has, next to the ice cream in the freezer, is a cookie dough section. And there are cookie dough bars where you could go out on a date and eat cookie dough. I know that sounds very strange, but that is a normal thing to do nowadays. When I was a kid, when I was that age, life was better. What did we do for dates? You went to Barnes & Nobles and you looked at all the different books on the shelves and you had what to talk about. Now, I don't think there's any bookstores left. What? Oh, yeah? Okay.
You scroll on Amazon.
Yeah, it's not the same. Now you go and eat cookie dough. So, then I'll finish my sentence.
Just a quick thing. I think that at least in the last year, they sell is they cook the flour.
I'm going to call it pasteurize the flour, even though technically it's like a little different word. Correct. What they discovered is that everyone thinks that the problem, the way you get sick by eating raw dough is from the eggs, which could also be true, but much less common. Much more common the way you could get a bacteria by eating raw dough is from the flour. Because the flour they just leave in the shelf, the supermarket shelves, whatever. It's not like Israel where it's vacuum packed for bugs, etc. They just leave it in the supermarket shelf to get whatever bacteria, and they don't care. The FDA doesn't regulate bacteria in flour because they know you're going to put it in the oven and kill all the bacteria. So that is true. The cookie dough, what they do is they pasteurize, as it were, they heat temper the flour first, but that shouldn't really change the bracha because it doesn't get you to mazonos. Now I'm not going to deal with. There's one person I know who wants tiny cookie dough mazonos. I'm not asking. We're not going to deal with that yet. But what's the bracha on cookie dough? I think this is a fascinating question. So
Now, obviously, you go to every sefer printed 10 years ago and tells you the bracha on cookie dough shahakol. But that's not interesting, because 10 years ago, cookie dough was great usa, it was weird, it was something lo regili le inshi le misve, it was something you didn't eat. So of course, if it's a weird thing that people don't eat in polite company, then of course it's shahakol. But nowadays, so I don't care what it says in the Rabadner, in the Piskei Tshuvos, or etc., or in an Israeli sefer. But nowadays, with their cookie dough bars, right, so... everyone I've seen still says cookie dough is shahakol. But that's not so pasha. What if cookie dough is shahakol? Why are regili le misve cookie dough? Cookie dough is a normal thing to eat nowadays. There are cookie dough bars that they sell it in the supermarket. They sell it in the supermarket, they eat with a spoon. There are cookie dough bars. It's hard to say you're standing with griusa. Really? Cookie dough is worse than wheat kernels? There are no wheat kernel bars that I've seen, but there are plenty of cookie dough bars. Really? If it was Lorigili, there wouldn't be cookie dough bars in Manhattan and cookie dough stores and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I actually went to one cookie dough website. There's a Lakewood cookie dough shop. And in the Lakewood cookie dough shop, one of the best hechsher, in the Lakewood cookie dough shop, in their FAQ, it says, what bracha is cookie dough? And the answer is shahakol. But that's not so pasha. According to the Rif and the Gaonim, and nearly even according to the Rav, once you have cookie dough bars, that's an eitan. According to the Rif and the Gaonim, cookie dough should be, I'm not saying it should be mazonos, because to be mazonos, again, it's not enough to scorch the, to be mazonos, you have to cook it or bake it. Pasha pshat is to be mazonos, you have to cook it or bake it. Yesh la'ayim a little more, let's assume that. That for now. But why shouldn't it at least be hadama? Why shouldn't cookie dough be hadama? After all, it's rugel. How can it be shahakol if it's rugel and it's an eloy? It's clearly an eloy. Clearly, no one goes to a bar to eat wheat kernels. And everyone goes to a cookie dough bar, apparently 6,000 miles away. Again, I don't know about Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, maybe it's still shahakol, because every country is different. Nearly, there's a big enough gemina. Lefi, the Rif, and the Gaonim. It should be hadama because it's ishtanli lui and it's regilin lemechle. So why the CRC tweeted recently after they invented cookie doughs that it's shahakol? So in essence, they said shahakol. That's a more recent tweet. The Lakewood, which I assume checked with their KCL Lakewood Hashgacha, I assume, says shahakol. Everyone I found in contemporary times says shahakol. Why do they say shahakol? Mistama, they say shahakol because they follow Rashi. It still has iluya achrina. Cookie dough is still not as good as cookies. Vaharaya, a lot more people eat cookies than cookie dough. A lot more cookies are sold than cookie dough. Cookie gets more chashuv bracha than cookie dough. Nearly, that cookies are still an iluya achrina compared to cookie dough, even without the Beis HaMikdash and etc. So nearly, I'm trying to justify all the poskim according to Rashi, it should be shahakol, which all the posts I've seen. Again, maybe all the posts are just behind the times. Although it's funny, like if they're asked by the cookie dough store, you'd think they should be nearly this nafina. Why do the posts say shahakol? Besides the fact that you always say shahakol when you have any tzel shel suffik, because it's always better safe than sorry. Because the Mishnah Brura says, like Rashi, interestingly, says the Mishnah Brura. Hacha kevin de nishtan hachita shenitchan omed lehis alos velasos menu pas. The kodal is a yotze miklal pri lederach achilas olova. The Mishnah Brura interestingly quotes Rashi, not the Rif and not the Gaonim, etc. And the Shartzi tells going Rashi. So nearly, maybe because the Mishnah Berurah quotes Rashi, that's why the post can say shahakol on cookie dough. But I think there's be enough kamina. If you really took iluya achrina as the main factor, it still has iluya achrina. You know, someday it might that change. I think cookies will always still be better than cookie dough. But according to everything going, I think it's pasha that it has to be hadama because it's not bad. Okay, Kachner, let me invite you to real life nafkamina.
Why are we comparing to other cookies? Why are we comparing to, say, bread? Why is it the case that potential flour has the best bread?
That is a great question, meaning that's easier to host in the Rashba and Tosfos.
Tosfos says it's referring to one option is toasted grain, a flour of toasted grain. The Rashi says, but then you can't bake it into bread, so that's not Iluya Hrina. And the Yachron answer Tosfos, no, you could have. Meaning, Iluya Hrina, what you can do or what you could have done. So you're saying not what you can do now, but what you could have done then, which is actually an interesting question. Some of this cookie dough, they actually make it so you can't actually bake into cookies. In which case, for the Rosh, it doesn't have Iluya Hrina anymore. And then I don't see any avenues say Shaka Lahore. They're also some like Tosos. Iluya Hrina doesn't mean what you can do with it now, but what you could have done with it. And that's what Yehuda is saying, that you could have made bread also, correct? And bread is for sure more kosher. Okay, I'm over.
But according to the Rashi, once you box yourself in, then the potential goes away?
Yeah.
So you reach out on anything. When you box yourself in, it's like...
No, if the potential goes away, that makes it not done. Right? Because now it doesn't have Iluya Hrina. Not having Iluya Hrina is good.
You could argue maybe that the Rashi and those books would only say that there's even a halakha to say Hadara when the flour is unmixed because it's already started to change. When they already have the tarulos, maybe it's so far removed from the form of grain that it's already like kind of electric.
Ah, that's interesting. Yehuda don't want to say a totally different reason why cookie dough is shahakol. Not because it's ishtana the great usur, Iluya Hrina, or any of these things. He wants to say maybe because it is no longer recognizable as wheat. Flour is recognizable as wheat. Oh yeah, this is ground up wheat. It's fine.
But everybody knows where, like, you know, where baked goods come from.
Everyone knows where chocolate comes from, and there's a much locus where we're gonna make on chocolate and we make chocolate. So you ended up killing my nafkamina. By saying maybe there's a different rule, this gets into the sugya of trima, there's a different rule that whatever doesn't look like its original form loses its bracha. And I'm not talking about hamotzi and olive oil still looks enough like the olive, and undiluted wine with fruit yezer still looks enough like the grape or something, but you have to say, you have to figure out how to say this. But cookie dough doesn't, it's not mocher, but it's possible, and then you just don't want to kill my nafkamina, and I accept that, but I totally accept that. Maybe the reason people say shahakol is not the wrong thing, Ruby Samrashi, but for a different sort.
I'm okay. Supporting you.
What?
I'm here supporting you.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. He says, I don't know, without a name. L'divri arif mevorshe gam davash nishtaneh. Ve'ini katsura tapri. Kol shederach anashim lochlo, mevorchina lav kibirkat tapri.
Okay, fine. So that's sort of me. But nonetheless, you and the dove could, you just have to make a very dachistic chiluk and say, wine and olive oil and flour still look like the pri and dough doesn't. You'd have to...
Even
take your knife and cut very, very carefully.
That they're just the pure product. There's not without anything mixed in.
Without anything mixed in. You're saying once it's mixed in. Maybe I misunderstood what you're saying. Saying a different reason is shahakol. If it's mixed into other ingredients, if anyone ever made cookies, we know that flour is the small minority of cookies. So when it's zochin and mazonos, there's a rule called sheish b'mechamish saminim. But when it's not zochin and mazonos, then it's buckled or rove to the other ingredients, and then for sure it's shahakol.
Well, I wasn't saying it, but that's another thing.
Aha. Okay, so I'm going to have to, you're right, I'm going to have to, now, and probably flour is down. I'm sure there's more sugar than flour.
I shouldn't make a...
I don't know. Anyway, okay, yesh la'ayin. Right, so I'm going to retract a little, but actually there could be other reasons for shahakol, and I think... we will leave the cookie dough for now.
A lot of the Sharm use the lesson of Kivan de Ishtani Ishtani, for example. Is that not just, we have to fit it into the wild, is that not just the wheat kernels are no longer changed so fundamentally that they're flour? So no, we end up saying.
Yeah, but they use that in the beginning of the sukkah before Rava brings in olive oil, which is also Ishtani, and then the answer is that's different. It has an Iluya Hrina. That's only in the beginning. Shakuntari. Okay.
Two questions. It seems like Rashi does think that we became worse
Why?
Because Dibur Matkiv Ishtani, where he says it's Vigara, isn't referencing Rav Nachman, it's referencing the defense to the previous.
But what does he mean by Vigara? Okay. A Vigara doesn't mean it's less edible. Because he says Vigara, Ho of Eloishtani, Luyim Al Yasa. It is Gara because it hasn't changed to its biggest Eloi. So the word Vigara there is not a physical description. It is a halachic description. It is halachically worse because it didn't get to its biggest Eloi.
Rabbi
Hudis,
that's
halachically
worse.
No, this is Rav Nachman.
Isn't
Deishtani referencing... No, it's Rav Nachman. Question is, what's his... Avgav Deishtani... Okay, you have to look at what Rashi's Girsa is in the Gemara, but I refuse to accept that Vigara is a physical description, because how could it be physically Vigara because it didn't reach its biggest Eloi? Not reaching its biggest Eloi is not a physical reason why it's bad, it's only a halachic reason why it's bad. So that's why, and again, Ari's right, who knows where he had that word Vishtani.
Okay. Well, is this the certain Rashi that it's, it has the Bambi cloud of cream? Or some man didn't exactly resolve within the Lashon of Rashi on his minimum days, so he says that Hilka Hakanki Lo and his name from the Malisa blows out the recognition of our new Ka'anabin.
So what you have to, it didn't get, so what the Ursa Math, again, the Ursa Math can say it didn't yet reach its biggest Eloi. You're right, the Ursa. In the Ursa Meach can be Dochuk and Rashi there in Daf Nun. Didn't we have this discussion once? Maybe it was the other fellows. Rashi in Daf Nun really doesn't satisfy at all. He's going to have to stick some other factor in there and say he meant it, even though he can say it. Or you could take a different approach, say that's not a Leib Dorb Nachman. You're right. The Lashon of Rashi in Daf Nun is not. I don't have a great answer that fits nicely into the Lashon of Rashi in Daf Nun. You have to be Nimchak. I'm sort of stuck there. I want to go weiter. I want to just point out one thing. We mentioned a few times. I don't want to get too into it, but there's a fundamental machlokas rishonim here. Toso says, Kimcha dechiti, Toso says, it can't be talking about regular wheat. Why? Because he doesn't say why, but the other shonim is regular wheat is really not rai lachila. Regular wheat is really disgusting. If it's disgusting, right, there's no half mean of hatama. Meaning, you know, that's already krachaya. It's something which is really disgusting. You can't really have two opinions about. So Tosa says it must be either this type of big, coarsely ground wheat, which is more of like a snack, you know, that you pop into your mouth, coarsely ground wheat, or some sort of wheat made from toasted grains, toasted oats, or something like toasted grains, which is a more delicious snack. Toast says this must be a special kind of wheat, not the normal kind of wheat. And that's where all the Rishonim try to go through what kind of wheat did the Rif think we were talking about, etc. And then back to the Rush and the Rosh, but here many others want to say maybe there's not really machlokes in Tosos and the Rif. Maybe the Tosos, yeah, Tosos and Arntumar doesn't paskin, and Bobby Biden doesn't. They quote the Rih as paskin. Tosos paskin like Rav Nachman. The Rishonim of Paslai Rav Nachman thought he was talking of, the Rambam, the Rif of Paslai, and Godin Paslai Rav Nachman thought he was talking about normal flour. Tosos of Paslai Rav Yehuda thought he was talking about the toasted or coarse flour. And therefore, Halacha L'maisa, they clearly disagree in interpreting the Gemara. Halacha L'maisa, maybe they don't agree. There are almost Paskins that way. And then in the end says, but you know what? There's still Sfeikos, just say Shachol and everything. That's the Shulchan Aruch Paskin. The end of Shulchan is explicit. Whether it's the regular flour or Tosos' special flour, it's still Shahakol. They just say Shahakol across the board. But there is a machlokas whether it's talking about this specially good flour or whether it's talking about a normal flour. Obviously, Tosos the Chiddush. Where it says flour. Tosos says, no, it means a special kind of flour. Why do Tosos mean a special kind of flour? Because normal flour is just not good. Tosos doesn't say. Then the other Tosos, they say, because normal flour is just not good. Is just not good at all.
The Rush says, because it's not, I don't know if I have it right here, but the Rush says, Lo ayri b'kema chanit chandak d'akshad v'yana pas, ein roi l'vorech l'vorech p'yadama, the aval kemach lo masachel klal. It's not really edible at all, so they can't become a normal flour. Okay, so why do the other Rishonim think it is talking about normal flour? So here the Ritva says, again, this does seem to be machlokes and tzias. I'm not sure how to get out of. No, because normal flour is good for eating. Because normal flour is good for eating, and then you get into a bit of a machlokas in Metzias, or just how to draw the line, etc. I mean, it's not as bad as Metzias, whether something better or worse. The lawyers were used to. There's a question of, you know, where to draw the line as to what's good to eat. The Rav also assumes that normal flour is good to eat. So I just want to make the ha'ara that what about regular flour? Says Tosfos and some of the Rishoni Ashkenaz. Tosfos says, no. Eino ra'oy la'achila ve lo shayach. The lo shayach the E F Shar Manda Omar Shemivarkin Alav Hadama. No one can hold Hadama because it's really not right. What do the Rishonei Sfarad say, who seem to ignore this, and everyone assumes the Rif disagrees. Everyone assumes the Rif disagrees with Tosos, and the Ritva explicitly disagrees with Tosos, and the Ra'ad disagrees with Tosos, so then he gets a discussion of the normal everyday flour we have, La'inyan. La'inyan Mukta, etc., and the Rashba assumes the Gaon would disagree with him, etc. So what about the Rishonei Sfarad? Says, no, this is the machlokas in the Gemara. The machlokas in the Gemara, that normal flour. It says kemcha, normal flour. What do they do with Tosu saying it's not good for eating? So, it could be machlokas in the Tzias, that's what it sounds like for the Ritva, that no, it really is good for eating. Or maybe you could say, this is a bit of a stretch, I'm not promising, that go back to the sheet of the process. No, even if it's really not good for eating at all, since the Eloi Kseta, the way of making bread, that's part of the technological process of improvement, where Yehuda can still have a sheet that is Hadama. As bad as it is, if you press the pause button and not the stop button, then we don't care how bad it is. It's still a very, very kosher product. So, what's the Svara? Again, the Ritva and the Ra'ah say it's a machlokas in Tzios, and they say it is, or maybe you could say it's a matter of the process, and that's how you defend those who disagree with Tosfos. But, you know, I'm going to leave that for now, and we're going to go right during the Gemara. Okay.
What are you going to do with the Girsa and Tosfos saying this as Shibbolet Shul?
What's the problem?
You want to change it?
Why do I
want to? It's not supposed to be barley. Barley is a problem at the end of the Sugya.
No, Shibbolet Shul is oats.
Oats.
Yeah. Okay. I think we're ready to go weiter. I'm going to your chair, please. Okay. Says the Gemara, Korah. What? Do we eat Korah now this?
Yes.
What do we call it? Hearts of palm. Right? Hearts of palm. What is a heart of palm? It is the like inside of the branch. When it's very young. Hence the heart. Korah. Rav O Rav Yehuda or Rav Yehuda Shulam or Shakon Leib Devaro. Rav Yehuda or Rav Yehuda Adama Peiro. Yehuda says it's a pre of the Adama. Okay, why is it not a pre of the eights? We'll come back to, but not today. It is a pre of the Adama. It grows in the ground. Shulam or Shakon Leib Devaro. Hold the soul for the Hakshos. Because it's going to become hard as wood. Meaning, if you let the branch grow, then the heart of palm is only edible if you cut the branch when it's a young, soft shoot. If you let it grow, it just becomes wood. Or I don't know exactly, I never chop down palm trees, but it's, you know, but it becomes some sort of hard, inedible wood. So you go by the sof. Amrei Shmuel or Yehuda. And what does it sound like at this point? Oh, very simple. Rabbi Yehuda says you define something by what it is now, and Shmuel says you define something by the sof. But there can't be. Amalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda Shinina. Sharp one. Kvasach Vastaper. You're right. That's known sof alahakshas. Right, meaning, clearly this is all within the happening. It's all about going after the sof. Holchanach Rasof. And he says, you know what? I retract. You're right. Because obviously you don't go after the sof. Snown is a radish. I think it's some sort of radish. I mean, there's a million different varieties of radish. But if you leave the radish, anyone here familiar with growing radishes? No one's grown radishes? Okay, good. Benes manim assignment. The olo, really, for Benes. If anyone needs what to do during Benes manim, if you could grow some caper bushes, that would be very useful for us when we come back. A radish, I'll take his word for it, if you leave it in the ground, it becomes hard and wood. And, maybe not wood, but it becomes, some sort of hard and inedible, and you still say Hadam on it. And strangely enough, even though Shmuel ceded to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara still says, no, Shmuel is right, and he shouldn't have ceded. Velohi, he's wrong. He's wrong, meaning he was really right, and he's wrong for conceding. Datsno, not the initiative to the Pogla, because when people plant radish, they plant it with the Kavana to dig it off when it is fresh and young, and eat a radish. Diklo, not the Inishadaita, Dikora, but Noah plants a palm tree, having in mind to eat the hearts of palm. They plant a palm tree so that it'll grow, in, the branches will keep, they don't plant the palm tree to chop down the branches, no. They want the branches to grow so they can grow dates. Dates were a big thing then, and they are still a big thing. Now the Gemara just asked, really? Whenever that's not your intention of planting, you don't say the bracha, v'hari tzlaf, caper. That people plant the, okay, exactly what these things mean, maybe we'll just say more or less now. People plant the tzlaf for the fruit, the berries. Utnan amine nitzvah, nitzvah tzlaf, ala olam ala tamar zor riva dama, for the leaves and the this is a bit of a let's say the leaves and the buds. You know, they're just different shitas what these are. Let's say the leaves and the buds, you say Baruch Yadam, like Yonas, like Afrisin, and on the berries and the shells or the peels, you say berkreitz, but you only plant it for the fruit. So why don't you say shahakol on the olam and the tamros? I remember not bringing it. So no, tzlaf, not the inshad, they do shusa. No, tzlaf, people plant having in mind these sort of vegetation, the olam and the tamros. Obviously also the berries. But they also have in mind the olam and the tamros. Dekel, not the inshad, they do the korah, but dekel, people don't have in mind the hearts of palm at all. Yeah, matzah lachal maisa. Here's a clear lachal maisa. You don't need to ask the Rishonim how to pass. Yeah, we got the Kalsa Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, Helsley, Fazi Shmuel. Even though Shmuel prays and conceded to Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like Shmuel that Korah is Shahakol. You know, no two ways about it, at least until nowadays. I want to come back to nowadays for a different reason. But nowadays, almost all poskin that I've ever heard of say that hearts of palm are that hearts of palm are not shahakol. Hearts of palm are perhaps hadama nowadays.
Perhaps.
No, what I'm saying is there are some who say ha'it, but I'm not getting into that now. I'm not getting into how to decide whether something is hadama or ha'it. That's what I meant. Basically, 95%+ of poskim say hearts of palm nowadays are hadama because nowadays nati inish adaiti dekora. As a matter of fact, there are different farms. There are farms where there are no dates. And then they don't harvest any hearts of palm. And then there are hearts of palm farms where they don't grow any dates. They only plant them to cut the young branches, and they don't want them to grow into big trees and make hearts of palm. And And therefore, the hearts of palm you buy in the supermarket come from farms where everything is planted for hearts of palm, and they didn't want dates at all. And therefore, it's not the Inish Adaita Dehachi. Okay, but in their days, there was no not the Inish Adaita Dehachi. Of course, once in a while, by accident, some weird circumstances, a guy might cut off a branch and eat the heart of palm. But it was not the Inish Adaita Dehachi. Okay, now, this lo nati inish adaita dehachi is, if you open up the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Brachos, it becomes like one of the most quoted phrases from the Gemara. It plays a very significant role in Halacha. I just gave you a little tip of the iceberg of some random assortment of Achronin on the Makoro sheet, but, you know, this is literally, you know, literally the tip of the iceberg. The question is, what exactly is the svara of lo nati inish adaita dehachi, and when does it apply, when does it not apply? And I want to start with the simple question. The question you always have to ask in the Gemara. Right? This is often, a lot of good lumbus comes from this question, is what's the relationship between the beginning of the sugya and the end of the sugya? Having the maskana, meaning in the having of the Gemara, back when Shmuel was palsay lit Rav Yehuda, what was the reason Korob Shahakol in two words? The having of the Gemara?
Sofa
Lahakshos. In the maskana of the Gemara, what's the reason that Korah is Shahakol in five words?
Lo not the
Inchi Adaita Dehachi. Is the maskana rejecting the Havamina? We used to think so for the Hachos. Then that got shot down. Now we have a new idea called Lo Nati Inish Adaita Dehachi. Or is the maskana the Gemara continuing the Havamina? After all, look at the Ra'ah, who I think is, the Rilamil, who I think is most explicit here, says the Rav Yonasan Milunil here. You probably have him in your... In your Kovitz is also, right? If I wouldn't have put it there. The Kovitz of Heaven?
The last Kovitz is
Heaven. Is this a brown one? Is that different? Okay, it doesn't matter.
The dark brown slash black.
Oh, yeah, Rilanel. Yeah, there he is. Okay, the Rilanel says the Rav Yonasan Milunil, Agav, in what Masechet? His parish is on the Rif. He was in Provence, the Derech in Provence, that most yeshivas learned Rif instead of learning Gemara. He wrote a parish on the Rif. In what Masechet would you find his parish printed in the Ran Nebuchadnezzar Yosef slot? In what Masechtos would you find someone who's not the Ran or the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef printed next to the Rif? One is easy. Brachos. We don't have the Ran on the Rif in Brachos. I'm sure he wrote it, but we don't have it, so they put it in Rav Yonah. In Erevin, I guess not in Masechet. Most of us get to learn the Ian in Yeshiva. We should all lobby Reverend Kenner. There's Rav Yonah since actually printed on the side there. Okay, but that's just trivia. Anyway, Rav Yonah Similunil, what does he say here? Says the Rilunil, Ushmol Arashahakol Niyeh, the Basar Basof Azlinan. Okay, I mean, everyone says that within the Shaka Latari Gemara in the beginning of the Gemara. It's Basar Basofas Linan. The Lo Doma Litznon, the Sofa Lahakshos Safilu, Hachi, Kamavarchim Barif Gadama, Litznon, Iker Nitiyasul, Meklak Shu Rach. Now, it's the Sofa Lahakshos, and it's not like Tznon. He doesn't seem to say we reject the idea of Sofa Lahakshos. He brings in Sofa Lahakshos when he's sort of summarizing the Gemara. And look what he says. Bar Priya Adam for Yehuda Basar Hashtas Lina, Shmuel Amar Shachol Niyeh, the Basar Sofas Lina. He brings it in the Maskana. It doesn't sound like this is a previous rejected stage in Shaka Tarya. The Ra'ah also brings it in, although here it's a little harder to tell. He says, Hacha in Korah, Kaven Sofa Lahakshos, Lochashim, the Gedulah Karkalin in Bracha. But then he says the Hotzik Shmuel, and he moves on. That's a clear. Rilunil really sounds like the Maskan is true. The Rush also here. The Rush is funny. Says the Rush. Shmuel Am Shahakon Liyud Verhol V'Sofa Lahakshos V'Gam Lo Nati Inshi Adaita L'Meichal Korah. Since the Sofa Lahakshos and also Lo Nati Adaita L'Meichal Korah. They are bringing in, I mean, they're not explaining the Gemara. They're not being farish the Gemara. The Ra'ah is being farish the Gemara. Okay, technically even first. The Riff is quoting the Gemara, but different Dibur Maslow. The first Dibur Maslow he brings in Sofalahak shows, and the second Dibur Maslow he doesn't. Maybe he thinks at the beginning of the Gemara they didn't, in the end they didn't. But the real nil is not, they're not two different Dibur Maslows here. He's not going through Jacques Rotar, he's just summarizing Sofalahak shows. And the Rush is clearly just summarizing. He says, Sofalahak shows, but Gamla not teach the Daitahaki. Now, I admit the Akron and the postgame don't pick up on this at all, but that doesn't necessarily make it right. Maybe the real svara is that Sofal Hakshos is not rejected. Mainstream, again, I admit, if you open up the Sofan Aruch, start reading every Akron in the book, Sofal Hakshos, there is no Sofal Hakshos. Sofal Hakshos doesn't exist. Why they say that's the happening of it? In the end, so not the night of the Hakshos. But it could be the real reason is Sofal Hakshos. So why in Sofal Hakshos Amla not the night of the Hakshos? I think it's very, very poshut. Kora is, wouldn't it be the same thing?
But Shmuel says so for actually what he means, because people, it's going to become a branch, the Gosh says, and therefore people don't want to cut it down.
Ah, meaning it will not be initial idea because so for Lahakshos. Okay, that is possible. I thought maybe you could say something else. Maybe, well, I'm going to keep that in mind. It's Sofa Lahakshos because they're not the Inish Daitu Lahachi. Very simple. A Korah is Sofa Lahakshos. It is going to become wood. We view it as a non-prihadama, a non-food product. However, a Tznon is not Sofa Lahakshos. Why is a Tznon not Sofa Lahakshos? Because whoever planted it had in mind to harvest it before it became Kasha. I mean, it's not Sofa Lahakshos if everyone has a mind to harvest it before it becomes hard. It's only Sofa Lahakshos if the derech of the Adam, when they planted it, was to not harvest it, to leave it there. So maybe you could say that, and this is, again, certainly in the Lashon of the Rebbe, you know, so Basar Sofa is Linan. So why in the Tznon don't go Basar Sof? So we don't go Basar Sof because no one had in mind that it would ever get to the Sof. You can't go Basar Sof that everyone has in mind shouldn't exist. Right? You can only go Basar a Sof that was supposed to exist. You can't go Basar a Sof that no one wanted, that no one ever thought we would see. Only a Sof that people thought we would see. That's a real Sof. Otherwise, it's not a real Sof. So what I'm claiming is one way of reading this Gemara, in which case it would apply only to Sof al-Hakshos Mamish. It would have nothing to do with what bracha to make on olin v'tamros, and what bracha to make on orange peels, and what bracha to make on boser, etc. You know, maybe one way of reading why Korah Shahakol, based on the Rush and the and interestingly in the early Rishonei Ashkenaz, the Tosos and the Rush, what other example do they compare this to when they talk about Lo Nati and Shadai Lahachi? What's the example that we're dealing with?
The Yamus.
What? The Lulavim of the Geffen. What's going to happen to the Lulavim of the Geffen if you leave them? The green Lulavim of the Geffen turn into
wood.
The brown branches of the Geffen. What happens? The Shkedim, when you eat them, they're young. They're very small. What are you really eating when you eat the young shkedim?
The klipot.
The klip of the shell. Why? Because the shell is very soft and the young. What's going to happen to the shell if you leave it there? It's going to get hard. It's all things that are actually going to get. It's all things that are going to get hard in the end. Okay. The so Korah is shahakol. Maybe you could say. Because, okay, to say this, you'd really say the Olin and Tamros are going to get hard in the end, but maybe the Alpi, the Rebu Nil, and the Rush say the real reason is Sofo Lehakshos, but we only care about Sofo if the Kavana was to let it reach the Sofo. That's one way of looking at it. It's really about Aslinan Basar Basar sofas lina. That's the lashon of Yilmil. Basar sofas lina. And again, he doesn't he doesn't have any transitionary words where he says, but that's not true. Yes. So maybe that's not the mainstream shot. Why is that not the mainstream shot? Because there's a kasha from the olin and the tamros. Are the olin and the tamros in the end going to get kasha? You know, I'm not sure. Some of the acharonim sounds like they would, but it's not so posh. Most poskim assume that the Rov, Rishonim, and pretty much all the acharonim say no. They say, Sofo Lehakshos was rejected, or, I'll come back to Augusta, that says no. The real reason is Lo nati adai to dahachi. The real reason is lo nati adai to dahachi. Sofal hachshos was just rejected. Sofal hachshos was rejected. The real reason was lo nati adai to dahachi. Okay, what does Yasha want to suggest? That based on Rashi, right? That maybe you could say also, but. Hold the sofa lahakshos. Shmuel said sofa lahakshos. What do you mean by that? So you could say he meant something that was rejected. So after all, he conceded from what he done. We don't really pass him like him. He said something which is not really right. We just pass him like something similar to him. But really, the whole. Or you could say perhaps that even though he took a wrong turn at a certain point, you could say the opposite. Why is it not? After all, why is it not a daiti dahaki? If anyone here anyone here a businessman or want to be? If you have some business venture and there are 13 ways you can make money from a certain product, how many of those ways would you want to make money? 13. Like, why not, right? Meaning, wouldn't I want to make all the profit I can from something? Wouldn't you want to wouldn't anyone in business just sell everything they can, right? You have a factory, you have byproducts, what do? Then you find someone who needs them, and you sell them to him. So, why wouldn't I want to eat all the parts of the tree? And what's the answer, according to Rashi?
We were in the next branches.
Ah, because if I eat the hearts of palm, again, not modern-day hearts of palm, if I eat the hearts of palm, it will kill that branch, and then the branch won't grow and produce dates, and I'll lose a lot more money than I gain, as Rashi says, "Mimait the Elon," right? So maybe for Rashi, if you go back and say again, do we have to rescue the original Lashon of Shmuel? I'm not sure, because Shmuel himself didn't really know what he should have been saying. But maybe you could say, no, Sofa Lahakshos is just the reason why Lo Nati Adai to the Hachi. The main point is just, did you have it in mind or not? But why don't people have Korah in mind? Shouldn't someone have in mind whatever I can? Whatever money I can make, I will. Whatever food I can harvest, I will. So of course you don't have in mind Korah. Because when you eat the Korah, you lose the future growth of a date palm. And that's so full of hakshos. In the end, it will make you a lot of money. So what kind of idiot would eat it now? And then, even if by accident someone chops it off, so you figure I might as well eat it or whatever, it could be that. So the lahakshos is the reason behind the nati adaiti the hafi. This is where Moshe Feinstein assumes. I'm going to put this down. The Igros Moshe Shimon and Zion, Chelik Aleph Shimon and Zion. He says clearly, everyone has in mind to harvest everything they can possibly harvest. Everyone has in mind for everything, unless they're going to lose something else, unless they're going to stunt the growth. And he says that's also why Tosos. What did Tosos compare to this case? He compared this to eating the shkedim, the young, the unripe shkedim in their klipos. He says, that's not nati adaiti d'hachi. We're not adaiti to let them grow big and then eat the actual nut. They're also, because if you eat them now with the klipos and they're little, you lose the growth of when they're big, which will probably make you more money. So maybe you could say that, what do we do with Sofa Lahakshos, is what I'm saying, right? What do we do with Sofa Lahakshos? What about the phrase Sofa Lahakshos?
maybe it's rejected, or maybe that's why lo nati adaita dahachi, because, to use the lashon of Rashi, because no one wants to mema'et ha'ilan, which I think was Rashi's word. Now, forget about the phrase sofa l'hachshos. This becomes a big machlokes halacha l'maisa. What do we mean lo nati adaita dahachi? Right? What do we mean by lo nati adaita dahachi? What is the difference between slaf, adaita deshusa, and korah? According to Rashi, what's the difference between slaf and korah? Minasam, right? Meaning, this gets into hakira. What's the difference between korah and slaf? Rashi sounds like, and Ramosha finds, and I should have given you this, but I figured you'd figure out from Rashi. In, again, Shut, it was Moshe Chalik Alison and Zion, says Pasha that Rashi's right. Rashi and the Igros Moshe. Simon and Zion, does the Masif have the Igros Moshe?
I have a Simon Nun Tess.
Nun Tess? I could have sworn it was Nun Zion. It's a good thing, maybe it's a good thing I didn't swear. Always better not to swear, but I thought it was Nun Zion. Okay. Me versus the Sifta. In deep svaras. What does he say? He says, no, minastam, everyone has everything in mind. Why wouldn't you? Like, miyos tovol tegara, unless it's mamait. Right? Min hastam daito al hakol ela imkein yishbo nezek. Unless it has nezek. Right? Min mamait ha'ilot. You're das on everything except for that which damages what's supposed to grow in the future. Right? Achilaso mema'et ha'ilan. But what's the other way to look at it? The other way to look at it is that min hastam, you only have in mind for the main product. If I plant a date palm, I want dates. If I plant an apple tree, I want apples. And if I plant a caper bush, I want caper berries. Min hastam, I only want the main product. Unless I specifically, actively have something else in mind. And maybe that is, by the way, what does Moshe say? You don't bring the Gemara? That was the Gemara thought in the question. They said, oh, you only make hadama on things you specifically have in mind? No one specifically has in mind all in the Tavros. And the answer was, no, you don't specifically have in mind. And that's not, you have everything in mind. You're a businessman, unless it's Yotza Skor Bev Sego. But maybe you could say that, no, min hastam daito rak al ikar hapri, Ella M. Kane Choshev Bimfurash Al Chalek on a different part of the tree or vegetable. Minastam, you only mean the main tree, unless you specifically, and what the Gemara is saying, no, slot farmers specifically have in mind the leaves and the tamros. What's the nafkamina of this? The nafkamina of this, l'chora, should be a few discussions here. One discussion, and then we'll have to stop for the Birka Yosef, which is quoted by the Shard Sigan seemingly approvingly. What does Birka Yosef says? He says, I know a lot of caper farmers. Nowadays, no one wants the olam b'tamros. We only want the evyonos, which later on we'll see is the word for the berries. Nowadays, no one wants the olam b'tamros. I don't think Rashi would care. Ramosha wouldn't care. He'd say, who cares what you want nowadays? Man, it's not everyone wants everything, but it doesn't damage. It doesn't damage you to eat the olam there. to eat the tamros. It's not manai to eat one, but the Bechir Yosef assumes no, you need specific havana. In their days, the caper growers had specific havana for the old olim and the tamros, and nowadays they don't. So that would be a. That would be a nafkamina. Truth is, there's a gazillion nafkaminas like this in the Shulchan Aruch, but I think we're going to have to. Nafkamina is slaf bizman hazeh. Slaf bizman hazeh, says the Birka Yosef. Mivarech shahakol on the Olin Vitamros. Ki bizman hazeh ein daito alehem. But Ramosha says, but Rashi would say not that way. Rashi would say makadom. You would still say hadama on the Olin Vitamros, because they're not my Elon. They don't hurt anything. I know a little with the Rashi himself, only if it's my Elon or even by the Pedros. We're not sure. Well, but it's not my. Another nafkamina would be the whole question. There's a famous question about orange peels. None of us are old enough to remember the days before candy. You don't remember the days before candy.
Pesach, that's what you'd make.
For Pesach. You remember the days before there was candy for Pesach, right? That's not so long ago. Once upon a time, remember, there was nothing for Pesach? You're talking nonsense. I still remember when they invented ice cream for Pesach. Whoa, he's a chakiga. Ice cream for Pesach. Once upon a time, candy was candied orange peels. There was no like candy like we know of. It was always candied orange peels were the candy of the time. What's the bracha on candied orange peels, right? How do you say oranges in Yiddish?
Pomerantz.
Right, exactly. That's the name Pomerantz. How about orange peels? Candied orange peels, what's the bracha? So homach locus, we'll get to soon, the Magen Avraham and Taz, it ha'itz ar adama. Says the El Yoraba, says, what do you mean eats our adama? Mapetom. The bracha shahakol, because your das is not on the orange peels. He says, you know what percentage of orange peels get eaten? And he does your number 1%, 99% of people throw out the orange peels. There's one factory someplace that collects some orange peels and candies them, but no one's das is on that when they grow oranges. The farmer growing the oranges doesn't have das on the orange peel, right? So another nafkamina might be orange peels. The truth is, nowadays, I don't know if anyone candies orange peels, even for Pesach. But people still candy orange peels? For Tu B'Shvat, really?
Although I chocolate-covered orange peels.
Okay, good. Anyway, so this should be enough. Venus says the El Yorava. He says, Ma Pitom. He says, Shahakol, because Ein Daito Al Haklipa. Now, the farmer is not thinking about orange peels. The farmer's thinking about oranges. Yeah, the fact is, one factory that buys some oranges and uses the peels, that's not what anyone thinks about. But according to Rashi, and I'm a Mai, it doesn't hurt anyone to use the orange peels. Like, it's only a net gain. There's no loss. There's no scarf negative say to use the orange peels. It doesn't stop anything from growing. It's after you pick the oranges, you eat the peels. So maybe the reason why the Magen Avraham Taz disagree, now, you could say the reason the Magen Avraham Taz disagree is something else. Is because they hold the peel is bottled to the fruit, and therefore you can't give it a different status, which would be easier if you said it was ha'etz than if you said it's hadam, because then you get to a little bit of marashah. But ulai zesvaras ha'magen avram v'taz levarech ha'etz o hadama. I'll just add, if you can say the bracha is ha'etz, you could say maybe the svara is not because. Like Rashi, your das is automatically on everything that doesn't cost, that doesn't hurt. Maybe it's just because the peel is bottled to the fruit and you can't separate between the peel and the fruit because there's a special rule about peels. But if you can say the peel is hadama, then it's not part of the fruit. So why is it hadama?
if your mind was on it. And Ramosha says, no problem, because your mind is on the orange peels, because your mind is automatically in everything that's not my mind to eat on. He assumes we paskin like Rashi. There could be a gazillion other nafkinas as well. Basically, any side product that's not commonly used nowadays, but that doesn't damage anything to take it off, because it's not going to grow into something else. I mean, it's going to grow into something else. You take an unripe peel, and now the fruit won't grow inside. You take a branch, and now the branch will grow. But any byproduct, really, any byproduct is a nafkamina of this guy here. The real nafkamina is any byproduct not usually used. If it's usually used, then the guy has specific kavanah. Any byproduct you don't usually use would be enough for me. That you say like Rashi, who might say that's what Sofel HaHachshos is doing. Not that Sofel HaHachshos is the factor. That's the Havmina. Sofel HaHachshos is what tells you what your das is. Your das is not on things that the Sofel can make you more money if you leave them. Your das is on everything and won't make you more money but Sof. Or, forget Sofel HaHachshos, it's it. This right here is not a whole lot of improve on. So Lachos, it's just what you think and what you don't think. Any uncommonly used byproduct would be enough linda of this Hakira, where Moshe is very, very convinced that we possibly like Rashi, that any byproduct should be Hadama, or AIDS, or whatever, let's say Hadama. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Shaar Tzion, the Birka Yosef, and the mainstream poskim assume that no. That you have to have specific kavana. Okay, we didn't get into the lumbus here, and we're going to have to stop here a little bit in the middle, even a lot in the middle of the sugya. Halacha l'maisa. This is the psak of the big Moshe. He assumes that we paskin. This is the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar Tzion paskins this way. First he passed like the Eli Rabbi Misafek, because there are other factors involved, but he quotes the Berakha Yosef Bereshitos, the Mishnah Berurah, and Rove Poskin Paskin this way, and therefore we say that Sofel HaHachshos, there's no way to rescue those words, they're totally irrelevant. Gamrei, that's not the real reason, and that's not even the hekitimtzi of the real reason. That's a totally rejected hafamina. We Paskin is just what you have in mind, it is called a pre. What you actively have in mind is called a pre. What you don't actively have in mind is not called a pre. Okay, we'll have to dive in that a little more next time and continue on to the next sugya. The next shiur will be in 3 weeks, Thursday after Yom Tov. There's no shiur on Monday after Yom Tov. The Zman starts Tuesday. And the next shiur will be Thursday after Yom Tov. And I wish everyone a Gemar Kesina Tova. And we should all get a year with Malay Shemesh Bar, Mishalos Lidenu, Betova, and a year of Yeshua's Benethamos for all of Yisrael.
Amen. Actually, the real work on cookie dough, Yishachion.
Recording stopped.
You know,